What's up, guys? Tom Torero, street hustle on a sunny balcony in Colombia. Really, I should be outside, but it's too hot. So Rami and I are filming videos on our balcony. Topic today is my mantra, my meditative mantra. The only thing I think about when I'm day gaming, texting, dating, and in relationships. The magic phrase, don't hide your dick. Sounds obvious, yeah? But guys are hiding their dick like you wouldn't believe. All right, we teach direct day game. You go up to the girl, you tell her what you want, you don't put yourself in the friend zone. Guys put themselves in the friend zone because they join a salsa class and they don't tell the girl they like her, they're just doing salsa. They move to a country and they become an English teacher and they try and hit on the pupils. They don't tell the pupils they like them, they just try and hit on them. By pupils, I should say 18 plus. What else do guys do? They might join a gym. Now, yeah, they might be into fitness, but sometimes they just join the gym to try and pick up girls indirectly. Other hustles, couchsurfing.com. You might have heard of that website. Guys sign up to host girls. Girls sleep on the sofa or in their bed. And the guy is just a friendly guy, shows them around the city. Maybe he teaches them English, helps them with their homework. He's hiding his dick. Lots of guys in this city where we are in Colombia, they take Spanish lessons, right? Usually with a pretty girl. And they say, I need to learn Spanish because then I can do social circle, I can join salsa groups, I can do cookery classes. And you say, yeah, but are you hiding your dick? Why don't you just go up to the girl and tell her what you want? So all these other forms of hustling, which are like this, direct day game is like this, but that hustle is like this, I call snake seduction, because really you're lying to the girl, and more importantly, you're lying to yourself, right? You're never admitting you've got this problem, being direct with girls. You're never showing your intent, therefore there's no polarity, and surprise, surprise, the frame is fucked, because by lying to the girl, immediately, she knows what you want, all right? Let's just say that if you're doing salsa or a cookery class, and you're talking to girls in a chit-chat way, she knows what you want, all right? I've got a guy friend, I was going to say I've got a boyfriend, but that's wrong. I've got a guy friend, and he even went back to university for 3 years because that was his secret hustle. He thought if he was a student again, he could seduce girls without having to tell them what he wanted. Other guys do things like becoming diving instructors, ski instructors, DJs, just to get girls. Now, the disclaimer, of course you can have hobbies. Of course you can do salsa. Of course you can learn Spanish. Of course you can be a diving instructor. But I always say, listen, would you do those things if there were no girls involved? So that's the test for snake seduction. Would you go to that salsa class if it was all men? Would you help a guy out with his plumbing? Would you help, not in that way, would you go on a photography meetup group if it was all guys? Would you host couch surfing people if it was all guys? If the answer is yes, it means you're a good human being and you're not snake seducing. But if you're doing all these things to get girls, listen, that was old school pickup, yeah, indirect game. Do direct game. Go and tell the girls outside what you want. Remember the mantra, don't hide your dick.